This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian police confirm a military blogger was killed in a St. Petersburg cafe explosion on Sunday.
2 April 2023,
a spokesman saying well-known Russian military blogger Vladlen Tatarsky was killed by a bomb blast in what appeared to be the second assassination on Russian soil of a figure closely associated with the war in Ukraine. Russia's state investigative committee said it had opened a murder investigation. State-owned RIA news agency said 25 people were wounded and 19 of them were being treated in hospitals. The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged his Russian counterpart in a rare phone call between the diplomats since the Ukraine war to immediately release a Wall Street Journal reporter who was detained last week, as well as another imprisoned American, Paul Whelan. Israel is said to create a National Guard force to be run by a right-wing minister known for anti-Arab rhetoric, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government is giving preliminary approval for a new National Guard overseen by ultra-nationalist cabinet minister Itamar Ben-Gvir. Netanyahu agreed to move ahead on the force after postponing government plans to overhaul the judiciary as a way to keep Ben-Gvir from quitting his coalition. Critics say the new force is effectively a personal militia for Ben-Gvir, a former far-right activist with several convictions of incitement and support for a Jewish terror group. A committee of existing security agencies now have 90 days to decide the guard's authorities and whether it will be subordinate to police or take orders directly from the minister. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
This is VOA News.